Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's meeting on this beautiful day outside. We would like to acknowledge that we are joining you today from the territories of the Coast Salish peoples. We are grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Linda Tynan. I am a local government advisor and one of the commissioners of the BC Electoral Boundaries Commission. Please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. On my right, we have Nitya Iyer. She's chair of the commission and a BC Supreme Court justice. On my left, we have Anton Bogman, a commissioner and the chief electoral officer of British Columbia. Let me tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. We are an independent and nonpartisan commission created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts after every second provincial election. Our job is to review the area, boundaries, and names of existing electoral districts and make recommendations for change. The way we have decided to do that is by first asking BC residents for their views on this topic. That is the purpose of today's meeting. After this first round of public consultations, we will publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We hope to do that by early fall of this year. We will then begin a second round of public meetings asking for input on the proposed changes. Following that, we will write our final report and recommendations. Of course, it will also be public. Our final report must be submitted by April 2023. Ultimately, the BC Legislative Assembly decides whether to accept all, some, or none of our recommendations. As an overview, we'll look at the factors that we consider in making recommendations. The Electoral Boundaries Commission Act explains what they are. Our governing principle is representation by population. In order to achieve representation by population, we must consider geographic factors such as accessibility and size, demographic factors such as population numbers, rates of growth, and communities of interest, and lastly, means of communication and transportation within the electoral districts. We must try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district, which is currently approximately 57,000 people. But we can exceed this range if we consider it necessary to achieve effective representation. There are currently 87 electoral districts in BC, and the Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional electoral districts for a maximum total of 93. If you want to make a presentation at today's meeting, you will need to sign in at the registration table where Chad is over there near the entrance so that we can call on you. I would like you to know that we are audio recording all public meetings and will make them available on our website, which is at www.bcebc.ca. If you make a presentation, your name and community will be listed with the meeting recording. Please review the privacy policy on our website for more information. We ask you to limit your presentations to approximately 10 minutes for consistency purposes. We encourage you to send us a copy of your presentation through our website, as that can be really helpful to have it in writing as well as we start our deliberations. When we have heard from all presenters, I will close the meeting. At this time, we have 4 speakers on our list. I apologize in advance if I mispronounce any of your names. We often hear on this side of this table that the speakers can be very nervous when they speak, but I can tell you that as the speaker today, I can be very nervous as well. So I do apologize if I mispronounce. With that being said, I'll call our first presenter. And that will be Shangeel Hallgate.
Good morning. I hope you don't mind. I'll take my mask off because I can see without it on, but I can't see with it on. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here this morning. My name is Jonquil Hallgate. I'm a resident of Surrey Wally community. I've lived here with my children for over 20 years and lived in Surrey for over 30 years. So it's home and the place where we do everything. We have a place to live, we recreate, we work, we volunteer, and we utilize all of the services in this community. I was thinking when you were speaking, Linda, that you guys have an unenviable job. You guys are in the position of making recommendations that some people will like and some people won't. So I really thank you to all of you for taking on this task. I have spent the last 40 years of my life working with folks who are disenfranchised, people here in Surrey who are unhoused, who live with health issues, who live in extreme poverty. And I currently work on the downtown east side with people who also struggle on a daily basis. I am sure, you know, in the last number of years, the last 3 years, it's been difficult for everybody, not just on a daily basis, but because of the pandemic. For the folks that I serve, it's been even more so. We would really like to see more ridings here in our communities because people who live in poverty don't have a voice. There's not enough services, there's not enough opportunities, and people feel disenfranchised. They feel really disconnected from the process of being able to speak and share what they believe. The foundation of our Constitution is representation by population, and that each person has the right to have that vote, and no one's vote is more or less than the others. As commissioners, you are entrusted with the responsibility of preserving that right while recognizing that there's competing needs to ensure that residents of rural and remote communities are also represented in the British Columbia Legislature. According to the recent census, Surrey grew by nearly 11% over the past 6 years. At the same time, Vancouver grew by just under 5%. Unfortunately, our electoral boundaries have not kept up with that growth. And depending on what source you access, for many years we've had between 1,200 and 1,500 people move into our communities here in Surrey. And so all you have to do is go down a few blocks and you'll see all of the new towers and all of the new development and the numbers of people that are moving in. Along with that, we also have a very large percentage of newcomers and refugees who come to Canada, who often are underrepresented. We also, here in Surrey Centre, Surrey, North Surrey, have the largest urban Indigenous population of people outside of treaty lands in the province. And definitely, the people of the First Nations are completely underrepresented in the legislature. Northern and rural constituencies are currently home to between 20,000 to 30,000 people. By contrast, Vancouver constituencies have populations ranging between 56,000 to 72,000 people, while Surrey constituencies are home to between 56,000 to 80,000 people. I know that you have some latitude, and so again, on behalf of the folks that I know that I that are part of my family, part of my network, part of the folks that we serve, we would really like to see some additional constituencies here in our communities. There's lots of challenges as the population grows, and there's lots of pressures on all of the services, and so having that voice of somebody who lives in the community, who's intimately aware of what the needs are of the people in the community, allows us to be able to have that voice in the legislature to speak up for the services and the opportunities that that we need to see here. Again, just taking into account the fact that what's happening in the Ukraine today and the fact that we have a fairly decent-sized population of folks who come from the Ukraine. We have two churches within a couple of blocks of each other on either side of King George, and we know that they're looking at all the ways and means that they can bring family members, loved ones to Canada. So that will bring an additional number of people here, along with people from many other countries who are struggling. So again, to have representation, to have those newcomers who become Surrey citizens, to have their voice heard and to have them be part of. You know, we talk lots about inclusion and diversity and what have you. We don't know, it's a lot of the conversation these days. What are the actions that go with the words? And part of that, again, is being able to have your voice heard in places where it matters, where you can impact change. We need those people here on the ground who can lead the conversations, have a look at what the needs in the community are, and then take those needs and the voices of the people in the community to British Columbia, in British Columbia, to the legislature. That's, I guess, again, just to add that the whole idea of representation by population, we have a large population, we have a growing population, we're about to become in the next few years the most populous city in the province, and again, to have additional representation to meet the needs of the people that are coming into our communities would be really appreciated. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to say a few words. I appreciate that.
Thank you, John Kill. Consistently over the last 3 days as we've started our public consultation, we've noted how important it is for us to hear from individuals who call the communities home. And you've offered a number of very valuable insights, and we appreciate your contribution.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Our next speaker will be Shawkat Khan.
Good morning. My name is Shawkat Khan, and I'm resident currently of Surrey Cloverdale. I've been living in BC since 2003. That's where we moved from Burnaby, and brought up a family of five, me, my wife, and three kids. I'm blessed to be living in such a vibrant city. And again, good to have an opportunity to see Your Honor and all the commissioners to talk about what I feel. As we all know, everybody's talking about City of Surrey. Whenever I hear our Mr. Mayor and everybody else, they talk about 1,000 people moving into City of Surrey every single week, which is amazing if you keep the population numbers in hand. And again, Surrey has a distinct population because of being destination for all the new Canadians. Young families who are coming in, and there was a time where they were looking for affordable housing, and everybody used to move to Surrey because this is what I did, moving from Burnaby. Not the case anymore, unfortunately, looking at the housing market. So hopefully people will get to where they need to go. If I know my numbers correctly, South Surrey is one of the most populated constituency in the province. Surrey Panorama, Surrey Wally, they are also one of the top 10 most populated constituencies in the province. While Surrey's population has grown significantly, each neighborhood has become a distinction for different demographics. If you look at Cloverdale and Clayton neighborhood, we'll see more younger families are going in. There is a need for schools. There is a need for a legislative representative who's able to serve whole of that community. In South Surrey, residents are primarily families that have been there for a long time. And their needs are different from rest of the Surrey constituencies. If you look at South Surrey, because I live on the border of South Surrey and Cloverdale, I would say there is more need for schools, roads, transportation, and I know the recent government has promised that they are going to come up with a hospital, so we cannot wait to get that hospital ASAP. So I would say having a representation that is focused on each distinct community in different parts of Seri is very important for us, and especially being from South Asian community myself, South Asian community represent throughout the city a big chunk of the population, especially if you look at their when they are congregated in certain areas, North Seri, all those areas, Newton, and whatnot. If I look at the regions, different regions, because I've lived in Newton, I've lived in Cloverdale, I've lived in Fleetwood, I would start with Cloverdale and Langley. Cloverdale and Langley City, they share a lot of commonalities between each other. I've been living in Cloverdale since last 17 years, even though I say that I live in Surrey. I've never gone to shop in Surrey because Langley Mall is very close to me and very convenient for me. So I go there, and with this Surrey Langley SkyTrain that is being planned, and we cannot wait to have it up and running, that's going to change the demographics of that area too. So for that reasons, I would recommend that worthy commissioner should sincerely look at this riding and look at if there is a need for us to divide those ridings and bring the communities together. Because if I live on the border of Cloverdale, I go to Langley for everything. My dentist is in Langley, my doctor is in Langley, shop in Langley. So those things need to be taken into account for if we can. If I look at Surrey Centre, and that's where majority of our things happen as far as community is concerned, a portion of Surrey Guildford and portion of Surrey Wally, they have seen a huge growth, and it's all because of constructions coming up, dozens of high-rises and condominiums are coming up, and that has permanently changed the demographic of that constituency too. Residents who are coming in, and I know a lot of my friends are living in there, they are more younger, they are professionals, they are new immigrants. Unfortunately, most of them at this stage cannot afford buying a condo or a townhouse, so they are all renting in those all high-rises. So representative over there in that constituency all focused on that area. Lots of development happening, new condos coming in. We are talking about that area to be downtown of Surrey, huge population, lack of roads, lack of infrastructure to support that population growth. So with plans of more high-rises coming in, increasing becoming a downtown center of Surrey, I would say, in my humble opinion, it makes more sense that a new riding be established here. That would take up this redeveloped neighborhood, which has population base for a new riding. This is what my humble opinion is. If you look at South Surrey is different, distinct communities, large swaths of agriculture areas on one side, and then we have got emerging populated areas like Grandview community and a Crescent Beach community. As I said earlier, 100,000 people now residing in part of Surrey. There is an increasing need for change in their representation too. Again, my humble opinion. It no longer makes sense to have those communities amalgamated into one South Surrey community. If you look at agriculture portion of South Surrey, they are more in common with agriculture areas of what we have in Cloverdale. So residential in neighborhood in South Surrey, which are Panorama, Grandview, Crescent Beach, they are more similar in communities. So having a riding including all those three areas, in my humble opinion, would be a sensible thing to do. Past two times when the boundaries, riding boundaries, were redrawn, South Surrey growing enormously and approaching 100,000. So hopefully it's not going to be the case next time we are sitting in front of you. Commission should take these growth patterns into consideration, change of ridings based on the population growth, as you said, would really look forward to what your decision would be. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I noted in the opening speech that we encourage presenters to submit the information that they provide us, and I think you have a lot of information in there.
Yes.
I'd highly encourage you to, we've taken lots of notes, but I would highly encourage you to submit it through the website so we have it in writing as well.
Absolutely, I would
do
that.
Thank you for your perspectives.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, our next speaker is Sohail Jeet Singh.
Thank you, Commissioners, for giving me time. My name is Sohail Jeet, and I'm living in Surrey for the last 12 years. And I have a family. I'm engaged in social communities in Surrey for a long time. And I want to raise like a very tricky situation here. So I live the house we are living for fast 7 years. We are living on the edge of Surrey Green Timbers, but actually we are living in the Surrey Valley. So what it means that the demographics of the boundaries, especially in Surrey, is something that we need to really work on. Like for say that I'll start with the Surrey Valley and Surrey Green Timbers. So if we say that we are named the Surrey boundary for the Green Timber is a Surrey Green Timber, but it's just a part of Green Timber. In the riding, only the Green Timbers portion is just, you can say that 20 to 25%, but rest of that boundaries are based in mostly in the Newton, what we call in the Surrey, City of Surrey, the City of Surrey's a map. It comes in the Newton area. So we really need to work on something, because we want representation which actually represent the riding. We want to see that the people who are living in the Surrey Timbers, they actually feel that they are living in the Surrey Timber. But when we see in the riding association, like in these things, it looks like that all the Surrey Valley is Surrey Green Timber is based on the Surrey Newton. And the second thing is, which Mr. Khan has raised, that we are looking for the Surrey Valley specifically. It's a very, very redevelopment area, which we have seen in last 5 to 6 years. It's density-wise, if we see it in the population-wise, the density is really, really huge in Surrey Valley right now. And Surrey Central area is growing exceptionally, and the population in a very small community is growing in a huge way as compared to in the whole Surrey. So we really want to see that what we can organize in, especially on the Surrey Valley and Surrey Center, because Valley area is shrinking and Surrey Center is actually increasing. So if we say it in the names, and the second thing is the Surrey Fleetwood. Surrey Fleetwood is actually, like, if we see the boundaries, Surrey bound, like, it comes in more in the Cloverdale somehow. So Surrey Cloverdale's area is coming up in the Fleetwood area. So the people who are, for say our representative, who are in the Surrey Cloverdale, and they are actually representing the Surrey Fleetwood area, but Surrey Fleetwood area is more on the another side. So we really want to see that how can we reorganize the Surrey, and we can add some more seat in the Surrey, and so that we can represent actually the diverse and different type of population in one go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, as I've mentioned, it's so good for us to hear a little bit more about the communities themselves and the makeup of the communities themselves. We can study numbers and look at maps, but it's really good to hear from individuals. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next speaker will be Bruce Burley.
Good morning. Good morning, Your Worship, Commissioners. Thank you for allowing me to attend this morning. I'll keep my comments brief. I would have been echoing what everyone else had to say here, the lady before and the last two gentlemen. My name, as you know, is Bruce Burley. I actually live in Fleetwood, but according to the boundaries, I'm in Cloverdale. But whenever I tell anyone where I live, I say I live in Fleetwood. I'd like to speak today on the growth of Surrey. And also, the reason why I'm here is to implore the commission to provide adequate representation of the legislature for the people of Surrey. And the last go-around, I think Surrey could have used probably two ridings. We ended up getting one riding, and we're still finding ourselves behind. And when my wife says to me this morning, like, why are you going here and why are you presenting, you know, what's the purpose of it, I really believe that that adequate representation in the legislature is going to benefit all of the people of Surrey, an extra voice or two that will speak up on behalf of issues like health care, transportation, education. I think it's very important to be here. I look at the numbers online and I see that, Surrey South, for example, I think is one of the largest, fastest growing communities in the province, followed closely by, what was it now? Surrey Panorama, second fastest growing riding in the community, in the province. Then Langley East is another area that's experiencing rapid growth, which kind of ties into what some people were saying about maybe moving one of the ridings and ignoring the city boundaries for a change. Especially when you look at, you know, when everyone talks about the Lower Mainland, it is the, you know, the Greater Vancouver Regional District. It's the, you know, the Lower Mainland. And maybe it's time that the commission looks at pushing Surrey out into the Langley area. As a resident of Fleetwood or the Cloverdale riding, I tend to do most of my business over in the Willowbrook area. Up and down 200th Street is very popular for the people of Surrey. I rarely find myself going over to Guildford. I'm not sure why, but it just seems more convenient for me to go down Fraser Highway over to Willowbrook, which is very handy. And this might address, you know, one of the issues about, you know, putting another riding into Surrey. I would like to see the commission suggest two new ridings in Surrey at a minimum, so that we can at least catch up to Vancouver. I think based on the numbers that are sort of being presented now, Surrey is quickly outpacing Vancouver for population growth, and will likely eclipse Vancouver, you know, maybe not in the short term, but in the long term, eclipse Vancouver for population. We certainly have the land mass to accommodate the population growth. I noticed online when I was looking up some research that the BC government website alone says that in 2021, Surrey has exceeded growth, while it appears Vancouver is actually declining in growth for 2021 by 1%. And I'd like to see the commission be a little more proactive in its recommendations rather than reactive, and consider where Langley will be, or where Surrey will be in about 8 years, rather than trying to play catch up. From all accounts in the media, Surrey, and I heard another gentleman mention it today, Surrey is experiencing 1,000 people a week now in growth. And if you extrapolate that out, that's our new riding every year for potential growth in Surrey. And these are kind of the things that I think that the commission should really be considering for what should happen next. It's important for me as a resident of Surrey and a voter to make sure that we have enough voices in the legislature to properly voice their concerns about the needs of the people of Surrey. And I'd ask you to consider that when you look at your recommendations. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Bruce. That was, as you said at the beginning, a nice summary of all of the speakers we've heard today with a consistent message.
There's no point in repeating what everyone else is saying, but I think it's important to drive home the fact that I think Surrey is, you know, in the last little while has been shortchanged on its representation in the legislature. And I'd like to see, as a long-term resident of Surrey, I moved here in 88, and my wife's been here for longer, to see, you know, adequate representation and the voices being heard over in the legislature for what the people of Surrey need, much like the woman said about the, you know, the low-income people. And I'd really like to see that, you know, the people of Surrey represented properly in the legislature.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time
to
come up.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah. And we'll just check with Chad and see. Thank you. And we have one more presenter. I'll call on Nazia Niazi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to my presentation today. I'm a settler, like most of the population of Surrey. I want to acknowledge that we are in Surrey on the land of Cadsey, Kwantlen, and Torres Nations. I'm a family physician in Surrey. I have a very busy practice given the bustling community. I see the large complex issues that my community is facing because it's so diverse. I'm the first point of contact for my patients, most of the time the only point of contact to healthcare for my patients. And a lot of times I'm able to take care of them. Sometimes I need to refer them to specialists or to connect them to other resources. Unfortunately, the issues that are facing the population, my patients, all of our patients, and that's the lens I bring to the table today, is they go beyond what we can do in a doctor's office. These are the issues, they're not going to be solved in my clinic. So the issues of poverty or affordable housing or homelessness or language barriers, health navigation, culturally appropriate care are big challenges that we face. And it is a moral obligation to address these concerns in an equitable way. We need to ensure that patients get health care, but also education and transit and access to childcare and all the things that they need to have positive health outcomes. I also work at another clinic where we take care of refugees and all the challenges they face as a very unique population that we welcome into the community. And that English is not their first language. So it's very important that we have a provincial government that addresses those issues and we have access to services Surrey needs. We need a very strong representation that can communicate to the lawmakers, the decision makers, what it entails and shapes the future in that direction. As many of other presenters before me have stated, we are the fastest growing, or the fourth fastest growing city in the whole of Canada. In the past 5 years, we have grown about 10% in our population. So, I mean, BC is a population where 30% of people are from another country. 67% of Surrey's population is immigrants. We are the second largest native indigenous population out of Vancouver. So, I mean, over time, I've been practicing in Surrey for the past 16 years. I have seen changes. There's a plan for a new hospital. There are urgent care centers, you know, other steps, but it always seems like we're playing catch up. And that is probably because our elected representation has not grown proportionate to our population growth and the growth of our needs. I mean, in the past 5 years, our population has grown from 518 to 568,000. And I'm here to say that, you know, we do need more electoral districts. I want to know that my vote in Surrey is worth roughly the same as a vote in other part of the BC, because representation has to be proportionate to the population. I mean, I do understand that the number, increasing the number of provincial representatives or electoral representatives is not going to solve my problem, or the problems and challenges the people face. But we're going to have more voices representing us. We will have more heads seeking solutions, and that would be one step forward in progress. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate you taking the time to come and speak to us today. It looks like we have no more speakers. So thank you all for your presentations and input today. The audio recordings will be available on our website next week. If you, as I've already mentioned, if you have more information that you would like us to consider, or that you want to just submit what you've presented today, or know of others who would like to participate, our website is the best place to do that. And that, again, is at www.bcebc.ca. Once more, thanks to you all, and I will now close the meeting.